السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today is Friday, يوم القيامة, the day of judgment will arrive on Friday. We are close to end of time. And something came to my heart. I was imagining myself with a group of people, and I'm going to attend a lecture, and the people ask me to do the lecture for them. I look at myself, I look at them, and I ask me and I ask them, are we ready for the Dajjal? Are we ready for the Fitan? Are we thinking about it? And how I prepare myself, how I prepare myself, family and the people around me? Why is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read chapter Al-Kahf every week, Yawm Al-Jum'ah? What is the significance? Just reading to get barakat and hasanat? What he said about the beginning and ending of chapter Al-Kahf? He asked us to memorize it, because when Dajjal will come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, those who recite the beginning and end of chapter Al-Kahf, they will be saved. Increase subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. It will be a 7 year of drought before. People have no food at all. The only one has food and water and necessity is him. And everything about him is deceiving. One companion asked Rasulullah, how we survive at this time? He said, by subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. What it meaning? In a state of zikr, in a state of belief, this one will save you, nothing else. Not your bank account, not your property, not your gold, not anything. Nothing can benefit you at this moment except if Allah chooses you to be among the one Allah will guard him and save them and rescue them from the fitna. And the majority of people will fall down. The majority. Imagine when you hear this. What happened when I have dirt in my heart? What happened when I carry things against people? What happened if my heart full of jealousy and envy and insecurity? What happened if I bickering with people? What happened when I claim my heart is clean, but I cannot see the truth? There's a big musibah. Big musibah. Today, in my life, I meet many people who claim my heart is clean. But once they talk, the heart is not clean at all. Many times in my life, especially between husband and wife, member of the family, if you ask me, I said to you, clean your heart. Clean your heart and don't have anything against nobody. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promised us, you will never touch and test the sweetness of Iman unless you forgive those who oppress you. Forgive those who oppress you. Today, I see people living in a dispute. And when I think about the dispute, wallahi, I swear by Allah, is not exist. The element of dispute does not exist. Do you know what I see? Deception of shaitan. But can I blame shaitan? No. Shaitan can deceive you only if you have a dirty heart. Because why a person, shaitan manipulate him and allow him to believe in the manipulation of shaitan? Only if you have a dirty heart. If your basira, your vision is not clear. I see this a lot. Family member, brother and sister. I talked to you before about what's going on in Syria or any place. A lot of us become betrayers. A lot of us sold out. A lot of us fighting each other, fighting. And the two people who fight each other, both of them in hellfire, وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ in Jahannam. Is this easy? Is this easy, my brother and sister in Islam? We claim we are a brother and sister in Islam. We claim it. But honest to Allah, we not. We not. We not at all. If we are a brother and sister in Islam, this is not our condition. Imagine one brother sends somebody, another brother, an email, has an inquiry. The another brother get upset. Upset of what? All of a sudden, the meaning of the and the content inside the email, he took it in a completely wrong turn. Completely. He assumed a lot of things is not true. It happened between husband and wife. Why you talk to me like this? You tell me this and you tell me that. Sometimes I see it. It's not true. But the person who's angry and upset, he believe it. He believe it 100%. Wallahi, people, I swear by Allah. If you sit down with yourself and you have tiny dot of honesty, and you think you're going to die tonight, do you still believe in what you believe? Do you really believe it? Write it down, what you have in your heart against a person. Write it down. Put it in the wall, big size. Go back a few steps. Read it carefully. And said, is this true or false? Or this assumption? Did you verify it? Today we do it a lot, even if our Facebook. People passing what's called information between each other without verification, which it can be musiba. I'm sitting now with you in a halaqa or a dars or a session, and I will tell you, close your eyes and give yourself half an hour, 45 minutes. Sit toward the Qibla and think the moment of death or the angel of death is coming in 45 minutes. Finished. You are going to die in 45 minutes. Can you believe in what you have in your heart? Do you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what you have in your heart? Who generate all this hate and hatred and bickering and anger and uncertainty against somebody? Can you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you feel you're going to pass? Read what you wrote and ask yourself, or check your heart and ask yourself, can I win? Can I win the argue in the grave? Because you will be questioned about what hidden and seen. Imagine, go to the end of Surah Al-Baqarah and read it carefully. وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. If you show up what you have hidden in your heart or you say it, Allah will judge you. And after that, فَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He will forgive whom he wants and torture him who wants. Do you want to meet Allah with all this accusation against people, or against your wife, or against your husband, or against a neighbor, or against somebody? Why I call it accusation? Because accusation meaning assumption. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْ. After every assumption is a sin. After every assumption is a sin. I will repeat it again. After every assumption is a sin. We are the people of the truth. Even if I talk to you or I send you a letter, can you take it your way? Can you build all these cases against me? Or you go and try to clarify what you mean. Is this what you meant? What happened if all of a sudden I develop assumption against my brother and sister in Islam, my sister in Islam, against in? Read. You remember al-ifk? You remember the story over ifk and all the ayat about it? When you assume any negativity or something against somebody, every time you do that, a dot clot in the heart developed. You keep doing that until your heart becomes black. It's spread in your face. Shayateen will manipulate you. And you will never have sakina in your heart. Never. Never. When I was young, one sheikh told me, you have a situation like that, make two rak'ah to Allah. And in sajda, don't raise your head from the ground. And beg Allah to show you the truth. After I learned this from the sheikh, I discovered something. If I make sajda to Allah with honesty and sincerity, and I beg him to show me the truth, wallahi, he showed me. And in the meantime, I saw it in my life in the past, in the front of me. One woman came, she has a dispute with her husband, and she kept crying and screaming in the sajda. Allahu Akbar, so beautiful crying. I said, MashaAllah, this woman is very pious. For hours she cried in sajda. MashaAllah. And when she get up after salah, I said, SubhanAllah, she came to me with an evil face, full of shayateen, and full of anger and rage inside. And she started counting the things against her husband. I know her very well. I know the husband very well. Wonder what happened. All what she said is manipulation of shaitan. All what she said is a twisted information. Twisted. She twisted, call it twisted, manipulated, make it up. It's not true. And when I ask her, can I bring your husband and try to mediate? She screamed at me, no, I don't need it. He will never listen. She assuming all the negativity. Who give you the right to everything to be negative against your wife or against your husband or against your brother in Islam or sister? Who give you the right? By the way, you have a problem, you have an issue, please resolve it. This for your heart. Wallahi, if you mean well, and you have a clean heart, Allah will allow you to see. And if your heart is wicked and you carry dirt in your heart, you will never see. And Allah will punish you and have you have it in your heart. You will never be able to release it. This is a musibah. Imagine now if Allah cursing me and do not allow me to release all this anger and rage in my heart. Now, who is manipulating me now? Who is my companion? Shaitan. And people like that, you find out he think he thinking, but he's not thinking. He's in the company of Shaitan. And I promise you, people like that, very low in dhikrullah, very low in ibadah. Ubudiyyah is weak. Zikrullah is weak. Unity with Allah is weak. Reading Quran daily is weak. Get close to Allah is weak. You can do a good deed, doesn't mean nothing. Because you can keep doing good deed. And Shaitan make you believe you are doing unbelievable good deed. But he make you forget yourself. You remember the most dangerous verses in Quran? You do not remember Allah, Allah make you forget yourself. Imagine, if Allah make you forget yourself, and you are full of shayateen, you think you can see the truth, or shaitan always will make you manipulate until you lose the most beautiful people and the most relationship not with people, with Allah first. By the way, shaitan make you lose a relationship with Allah. Now you're not content. Not you're not thanks. Not you're not calm. Not you. And now what will happen? All the relationship will fall. And will fall down. Now imagine if this is my habit now. And Dajjal will come. Do you think I will follow Allah wa Rasulu or follow Dajjal? 99% you will follow Dajjal. Because you are under the manipulation of shaitan, you will not able to take it. You will not able to take it. Read the ahadith about the time of Dajjal. When Rasulullah said the majority will be under him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, clean your heart. And don't ever say my heart is clean, but And the musibah, people who talk like that, if you try to confront them with the truth and try to break it down, they cannot handle it. They cannot handle it. And they go from one topic to another, like they're looking for any excuse of their own disease of the heart. This is a musibah. And what it will do, it will never make you live in tranquility, in peace, in calmness between you and Allah. I swear by Allah, people, in Yawm al-Jum'ah, say salam, and beg Allah to make you live in salam. Fill your heart with salam and salama. Salam is peace, and salama, purity. Purity from any ghil, any envy, any jealousy, any hate, any hatred, any assumption. Don't. You will not hurt nobody except yourself. Anyone carry in his heart any grudge or anything against anybody, he will not hurt except himself, dunya and akhirah. And not only that, you can keep assuming negativity against me until you lose all your good deed to me and you gain all my bad deed to you. This is what will happen Yawm al-Qiyamah. I will take all your good deed and I will give you all my bad deed. Is this what you want? Go ahead. Keep going. You will not destroy except yourself, dunya and akhirah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today, we're not living a pure heart. Look at the recent history. The last 50, 100 years, What happened even when a major crisis happened? The Muslims start fighting each other, even the good one. What made them, what ignited them to do that? What called first, different opinion. Ignorant, nafs is high, arrogant, not humble to Allah wa Rasuluh, not humble to each other, not listen to the mashura, the consultation, and they always stubborn in their own ideology and own understanding. Is the quality of a Muslim? No. Is the quality of a mu'min? No. Not at all. And this is why they end up killing each other, meaning both of them will be in Jahannam for infinity. Is this the route you want to take? Go. By the way, my brother and sister in Islam, if you go to last year, almost, when I used to make the session over YouTube, okay, about the time, I hammer this topic. I hammer it from every aspect. Clean your heart. Because the more you get closer to Yawm al-Qiyamah, if you do not have a clean heart, full of zikrullah, tasbih, salah ala nabi, get closer to Allah, then manipulation start. And once you are in a state of manipulation of shaitan, you are among the people who will be al-wuzar. And you will be following Dajjal wal-ayazu billah. Meaning finished. Is this what you want? Clean up quick. This is why do tasbih, dhikr, and real tasbih to glory Allah, praise Allah. Can I praise Allah and I keep having all this assumption and manipulation and hatred against somebody? How? My dear brother and sister in Islam, today is Jum'ah. It can be Yawm al-Qiyamah. I can die any moment. Prepare the minute to meet your Lord. And you will never able to meet your Lord with something better than a pure heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In the day, no money, no children will benefit you except the one who coming with to Allah with a pure heart, not anything. Imagine. Ya Allah, sallam ya Rabbi, sallam ya Rabbi, sallam ya Rabbi. My dear brother and sister in Islam, clean your heart as soon as possible. Don't sleep overnight with a dirty heart. Don't wake up and you still have it. It will accumulate, will generate black dot in your heart, will make you full of shayateen. Angel will be away from you. You transfer all your good deed to your brother, the one you hate him, or you dislike him, or you have a dispute. You will be a loser, dunya and akhirah, and you will not burn nobody except yourself. Clean up, clean up, clean up, prepare yourself for the journey. None of all what we have in our heart is needed, except the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pure love for each other, for Allah, and a clean heart, full of dhikr, belief in iman and yaqeen, tawakkul, tranquility, happiness, thanks, contentment, and peace with ourselves, with Allah first, and with each other. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala barak and nur al-qabool in everything and say I say and I do. And may Allah give us good ending, and save us, and guard us, and give us najah, rescue in a time of Dajjal. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.